Chapter 9. Press Ethics and My Reflections on Media. This magazine has never worked for the sake of flattering individuals, nor for extravagant publicity advertisements. Some magazines are released more like souvenirs, and perhaps that is profitable for them. Swarnadipika, though, has never gone looking down that road. What has been done must be told. What has been said must be done. One must recognize whatever gift the Lord has given, labor unceasingly for the good of the people with it, and in that way be a blessing to oneself, to one's family, and to the church. A single newspaper is worth 10,000 soldiers. A single newspaper is worth 1,000,000 friends, without a newspaper. The people have no protection. So, said the eminent journalist, Narla Garou. In these words, he laid out exactly what a true newspaper ought to be. But another poet offered a sharp criticism that today's print media and electronic media alike show a reluctance to reveal the truth and are simply being sold for money. It buys the newspapers. It buys the people. And by sheer stubbornness, it calls itself the master. What does having wealth matter? When the whole earth bows before it, this, believe me, is no lie, but a poet's own words. These words make it plain that even the media has bowed down before money. These days, the media seems to exist only for advertisements, filling the entire front page with them, as if that were its purpose. Electronic media has gone a step further still, driven by the greed to make sure everyone watches their particular channel. One even ran something resembling a militant training school, under the guise of how to make bombs at home. When the media strays this far off course, it is certain the country will lose its progress and slide into dangerous conditions. Media bosses say, "We published it, we broadcast it, because the people wanted it and welcomed it. This is nothing but blatant deceit." In their eagerness to present something new to the public, showing what exists as if it did not, and what does not exist as if it did, more evil than good has come to be on display. Because of this, respect for the media keeps declining. As for our own Swarnadipika, it has always labored, day and night, for the awakening of the Christian community's poor and weaker sections, which it chose as its own cause from the start. A candle may be small, but its light reaches far and wide. I can say with pride that Swarnadipika has been just the same, in carrying forward such a lofty purpose. This magazine has had the backing of the pens of so many poets and writers. In this way, the ministry of Swarnadipika has shaped many people in Andhra Pradesh into writers. It has encouraged many more emerging writers among us. It has held Christian poetry gatherings, literary conferences, and Christian conclaves on a grand scale. It has fittingly honored many prominent Christian figures. Whenever national calamities struck, it served with unwavering courage, to whatever extent it could. It has laid bare the attacks of religious fanatics. It has voiced, in a loud voice, the tearful stories of the afflicted. It has fought an uncompromising fight for the rights of Christians, and that fight continues still. Along this path, it has endured no end of accusations and abuse. However many wounds still ache, however much blood still runs from its feet, it keeps running on, standing as a champion for the Christian people. There is no Swarnadipika without me, and no me without Swarnadipika. Who else knows the sweetness hidden in streams of tears? If not I? That is exactly why I am always joyful. My Lord provides me with everything I need to live. He is preparing all things toward His own work through me. That is possible only because of Him. My Lord made me rich from the very moment of my birth, though not by this world's reckoning.